Blog Talk Radio.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search through all eternity, Lord, and find there is none. There is none like you, there is none. There is none like you, there is none. There is none like you, there is no one like you. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving. Thank you for being our sun and shield, our rock, our glory, our protection, our healer, our blessing, our God, our Savior, Father, our friend, our judge, our lawyer, our mother, our father, our husband. Father, we want to bless you for being everything that we need. Everything that we need is found in you, Father. Everything we desire is found in you. You are everything, and everything is you, Father God. We want to say thank you for blessing us to see one more day. One more day that you have created, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great, and your name is greatly to be praised. We embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. New mercies we see every morning. Every morning, Father, we honor your holy and we honor your righteous name. Great is the Lord, and so greatly is the Lord to be praised. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for where we have come, where we are, and where we are going. We thank you for sustaining us, Father, and keeping us by your power divine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless our services today, Father, as we commit it to you. We commit our lives to you, our destiny, our future, our finances, our children, our families, our ministries, everything that you have given unto us, we commit back to you, Father. And we say thank you for the blessing on it, and the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it. So now, Father, have your way. May you and you alone be glorified in our services today. May your people be edified, and we are not concerned about Satan and him being horrified, Father, because greater is he that lives within us than he that lives within the world. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now that you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen again. We bless be the name of Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we rejoice in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. And if you're here with us this morning, evidently you did the same thing. We want to greet you to our morning services. If this is your first time with us, please have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The first time we call you a visitor, the second time we call you family, and we call you friend. Now, we want to pray that everybody had a lovely, lovely, lovely weekend, Father's Day weekend, whatever you did, Jesus was on your mind. All the fathers, we pray that it was just wonderful for you and all of us, amen, who could reflect on our fathers. Maybe our fathers have come and gone or whatever the case might be. It was still the Father's Day weekend. Every weekend is the Father's Day weekend because our Heavenly Father is the perfect Father, and he is always available and always present. Amen. So God has blessed us with a brand new day. We embrace it. We thank God for it. It's going to be a good, good day today. It's going to be a good, good week this week. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's going to be a good life. Amen. Because everything God made was good, and he transferred all of that goodness unto us who believe and who receive. Amen and amen. All right, this morning, glory be to God. We're still moving forward in the men of the Bible. We want to thank God, amen, for them. We hope you are enjoying, amen, the teaching, the sharing, the exhortations. Glory be to God. Everyone is coming in their own unique way to deliver what the Lord has given unto them. Today, we want to talk about Isaac. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, everybody knows about Isaac. Abraham, Isaac, glory be to God. And we want to thank God, amen, for his story. Amen. Isaac, Abraham's promised son. Amen. So we thank God. Just about every religion, want to talk about Abraham and Isaac. Amen. So we want to thank God. Coming to us this morning, all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we thank God for this woman of God. She is an elder. Amen. She is a servant of the living God. Amen. She is embraced with many gifts and talents and abilities. She is a God lover. She loves the Lord. She loves God's people. She is sold out and committed to the King and to his kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. She is in it to win it. Amen. And she is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for she realized that it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. The Lord has brought her a mighty long way, and she's still standing. Amen. This day, amen, we want to thank God. She is a friend, amen, and a partner, amen, with this ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. And I consider her a friend. She is friendly. Amen. And he who winneth a friend must show himself friendly. Amen. So we want to thank God for all of her attributes. Amen. She is a prayer warrior. She prays. She teaches. She preaches. Amen. She lives a life, amen, that she is about. And I'm talking about none other than our minister, Estelle Martin. Amen. We want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. As I introduce to some and present her to others as she comes to give her elaboration on our brother Isaac on this morning. Amen. So let us receive her right now. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Amen. Elder Estelle. Amen. Amen. God bless you. How are you doing Amen. Today?
I'm blessed to be heard. In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. In Amen. Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for being here. Thank you for Amen. Serving. Amen. And the floor is yours.
Amen, amen. Give honor to the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and just thanking God for you, Apostle Dr. Bradford. Yesterday I will be speaking about Isaac. And like some say, when you take in and do a little research, you find out a lot about how God deals with his chosen ones. Amen. Now this morning, some know, some don't know that Isaac was a miracle son of Abraham and Sarah. The ones that know that the angel came to Abraham and Sarah. And Sarah was listening when the angel told Abraham that she would conceive a son, and them being of old age, Sarah laughed. So when Sarah laughing, Isaac's name means one who laughs or one who rejoices. Isaac is the patriarch of the Israelites and is an important figure in the Abrahamic religions, including Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. He was the son of Abraham and Sarah, the father of Jacob, and the grandfather of 12 of the 12 tribes of Israel. Born in Canaan, died in Canaan, spouse Rebecca, children Jacob and Esau. We already know his parents was Abraham and Sarah, and he had a sibling, Ishmael. Isaac was the only patriarch who stayed in Canaan during his whole life, and though once he tried to leave, God told him not to do so. It was a tradition given the explanation that Isaac was offmost sacrifice, and anything dedicated as a sacrifice may not leave the land of Israel. Accomplishments. Isaac obeyed God and followed the law's commandments. He was a loyal husband to Rebekah. He became a patriarch of the Judaism nation, fathering Jacob and Esau. Sons would go on to lead the 12 tribes of Israel. God made a promise to Isaac. God appeared to Isaac and at Gerar and reaffirmed his promise of land, descendants, and a blessing to all the nations of the earth. Amen. Isaac's life and his father's was chosen to dig well. His son, Isaac, you know, that blessing flows down even to us today. We are blessed because of Abraham's obedience and because of his son, Isaac's obedience. We are blessed. For the ones that choose as well to be obedient unto God, not disobedient, but we have to obey all of the commandments of God. Not one can we skip over and say that, you know, we don't have to do this when we could do that one, but we have to obey the whole commandments of God. And this is why we as well have to choose today to be obedient and not disobedient. Amen. Pastor?
Give me 1 second here. We had the... Your call had dropped for one. Your call didn't drop. The blog radio, we had interference for about 1 minute, so I had to. We lost about 1 minute of you, amen. But we're back on, amen. So we blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay. We want to thank God for what we did here,
amen.
On Brother Isaac, amen. A one who laughs, amen. One who rejoices. We thank God for such an upbeat name, amen. The miracle son. The miracle son, Abraham's miracle son, the son of promise, amen, and one who lived a life of obedience. I believe that's what how you ended that. Glory be to God. And his strength, amen. So what did, if you could, because we did sort of miss just a portion of your call, if you could just reiterate, amen, the good points that we can learn from Isaac, if there were any, amen, or the bad points that we can learn from him. That's the part that we missed on blog radio. If you can just repeat that part, we would appreciate it.
Amen. did you miss the part on why did God choose Isaac instead of Ishmael?
Yes, we
did.
Did
you get that part?
No, we missed it.
Okay, okay. You missed that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, it says, Isaac instead of Ishmael, God's goal, however, is worldwide blessing. He means to restore all of mankind to his family. By choosing Isaac over Ishmael, God confirms that all people born of faith, as Isaac was born of his parents, faith in God's promise to do the impossible, are truly children of Abraham and thus heirs of the promise. And I went on to say how was Isaac related to Jesus. Matthew 1:17 begins the gospel, a record of the origin of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac and continues on until Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. And I entered and said, before we entered into our mother's womb, God had a plan for each and every one of us. God has chosen us. We have not chosen him. Amen.
Amen.
And I also spoke on being like Isaac. We have to choose to be obedient, not disobedient. He was a very obedient son. And because of his obedience, he not only prospered, but his descendants and the descendants, you know, let's say, I believe it would be like 14 generations to each nation. And, you know, today we have to make a choice that we're going to be obedient or disobedient. You have to obey all of the commandments I was saying. But you can't break one. You can't say, I'll do this commandment, and the first or the second, and won't do the third or fourth. We have to do the whole commandment. And this is how we will be blessed, as well as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for reiterating that. Amen. All people born of faith. Amen. That was huge. All people born of faith are truly children of Abraham. Thus, we are heirs of the promise. And we can tie that statement right into Galatians chapter number 3. Amen. Starting at verse 26, that says, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as
Amen.
Were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female.
Amen.
For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And then verse number 29, which ties right into your wonderful presentation, it says, and if you
Amen.
Are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Amen. We want to thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the promise. Thank God. Amen. That we are heirs just as much as Isaac was. Hallelujah. But, beloved,
as
you summed it all up, obedience is the key. Obedience. Don't let the devil
Amen.
Kill. Amen. God don't bless no mess. You can't live for God anyhow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Obedience
Amen.
Is better than
Amen.
Sacrifice. God rewards obedience. It makes a difference if you are an obedient cis Christian
Amen.
Or disobedient Christian. It makes a difference. See? Yeah, both of us are, if you're obedient, you're a Christian. If you're disobedient, you can still be a Christian. See? But the rewards are different. The rewards are different.
Amen.
Amen. So we have to keep that in mind. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Hallelujah. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you again, Minister.
Estelle, for your presentation.
Amen.
Amen. The devil is a liar. Sometimes we have little interruptions here. Amen. And we had one over here because I have the two lines tied in. And so when Blog Talk Radio kicked me off a couple minutes ago, the people on Blog Talk could not hear you. So anyhow, amen. God, thank God you reiterated it. We got it. And God be glorified. Amen. We know sometimes, sister, you have announcements. You have little things that you know about or announcements. Any announcements you desire to make in reference to your business or community or anything at all you would desire to share with us today?
Yes, as far as my business, just getting restarted, I solicit the prayers of the saints that, you know, I'm believing God for some contracts because it's not just for my family, it's for the people of God, because we are servants of the King. And, you know, I like the Proverbs of the Chinese, you don't give a man a fish, you teach a man how to fish. So I would like to be in a position that I can, you know, help a person, you know, by offering them work that they'll be able to support their family as God has ordained. If a man don't work, he can't eat. So that's my purpose of being restarting my janitorial business, is to be able to help God's people. And then not just God's people, but any man, woman, boy, girl, young man or woman that needs a job. That is my, you know, heart-driven desire, is to not just be, you know, be in word, but we have to be in deed. And that's where my heart is, helping my brother and sisters. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Now tell everybody what type of, in case they're listening for the first time, they need to know the type of business and the name of your business and how to find your website or whatever information, contact.
Amen. The name of my business is ENR Cleaning Services. Cleaning. Amen.
Okay, you just blacked out. The devil's a liar this morning trying to interfere. We couldn't hear you. We heard ENR Cleaning Service. We couldn't hear. Actually, was it commercial or residential? We didn't hear your response.
Okay. I said it's a commercial, janitorial commercial, but it's according to the work of domestic, you know, if we, you know, if I would have someone to get that job done. But, yes, I prefer the commercial cleaning. And, again, you could contact me at enrcleaningservice@gmail.com. Thank you.
Okay. So that's E, and then we spell the word A-N, E-A-N-D for A-N, E-A-N-R, cleaning service. Service with an S on the end. We want to make it clear for the people. Okay, so it's E, and then A-N-D for A-N, R, and then cleaning, and then service, S-E-R-V-I-C-E, @gmail.com.
Yes, service.
That's your email address.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so they'll just send you out an email if they desire to be in contact with you.
Yes.
Okay.
Or either they can call 267-259-3727.
Okay. 267-259-2737.
It's 3727, Pastor.
That's what I thought. Okay, that didn't look right. Okay, so we got to hear things. Okay, so anybody listening desire, amen, to contact Minister Estelle Martin in reference to her professional cleaning services. The name of her company is ENR Cleaning Services. You can reach her by telephone at 267-259-3727. or you can reach her via email at E-N-R-A. That's E for everlasting, R for righteousness. E-N-R, cleaning service at gmail.com. Cleaning service or cleaning services. No S on service, no S, sister. We want to make sure.
Yes, it should be an S on there, Pastor. S.
Okay, cleaning E-N-R, services. Cleaning services at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, we got it. All right,
yes.
So there it is. It's a matter of record. Amen. Call the sister. She's a woman of integrity. Amen. Give her a recommendation. And call her and talk to her, okay? And we bless be the name of the Lord. We'll be more and more very excited once we relocate our building to bring E&R in, amen, to be our professional cleaning services. Amen, because you know Pastor not going to clean it. Amen, so we're going to bring the professionals in to do what the professionals do. Amen, so bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. And have an
amen.
Awesome day. Thank you again for that
amen.
Wonderful,
you,
amen, exhortation on Brother Isaac. Amen. All people born
amen.
Of faith
amen.
Are truly children of Abraham. Amen. As Isaac. So, amen. We don't have to be angry with Isaac. We're in the same place Isaac was. Thus, we are heirs of the promise because we are, amen, the children of Abraham. Hallelujah. According to Galatians. God bless you and thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you. Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you as well, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. You're
amen.
Welcome. God bless you. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We want
amen.
To thank God. Amen. For the exhortation on Isaac. Amen. If you missed it, you signed in late, you can get it on the replay. And if you'd like to get additional information about E&R Cleaning Services, amen, just please give her a call at 267-259-3727. Amen. And we bless the Lord. All right, saints, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for a beautiful day. Amen. The jump start of our week. Amen. We're looking forward to a good week, a good day. Amen. We will be praying today at 12 o'clock at the altar and then back at 9 o'clock. We want to thank God for the power of prayer. We're pressing in. We are pressing in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We won't stop. Hallelujah. Praying because God told us not to stop. He told us not to get weary. He told us to pray without ceasing. Look for every occasion to pray. There's much to pray about. So we're going to press in. You know, as I was with, sharing and ministering to someone on yesterday, they were saying they was trying not to get tired. And I was telling them, I said, you know what? Press in. Keep going. It's like a woman that's pregnant. She's 9 months pregnant. And that baby is due any day. And that woman is tired. That woman wants to drop this baby. Okay? But glory be to God, if she just hold on. Just hold on just a little bit longer. That water is going to break. Just hold on. We know you're anxious. We know you're ready. We know it. But hold on. See, because just in a little while, you're going to give birth to that baby. The water going to break. See, yeah, you might go through a little labor. Go if you got a little travailing, little labor pain. But you keep pushing and keep pressing. And keep pushing, you're going to give birth to a baby. And the same way in the natural is as it is in the spirit. We come to encourage you to hold on, saints. Don't give up. Hold on. Hallelujah. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Amen. But hold on. Sometimes level to the ground. But hold on. Ye shall come forth as pure gold. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want to close. Amen. For a word of encouragement. Hallelujah to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And God's a word. Amen. In Isaiah. Amen. Hallelujah. In chapter number 40, and I think it is verse number 31. Hallelujah. No, here it is. Hallelujah. Verse number 28, start at 28. Has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Wait on the Lord, saints. Wait on him. Don't go nowhere. God's not going nowhere. Don't you go nowhere either. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All right. Hallelujah. Father, we want to say thank you for a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful exhortation on Brother Isaac, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. That we are the seed of Abraham. The same promise you gave Abraham applies to us, Father God. The same promise of abundance and prosperity. Prosperity and manifestations of your glory in every area of our life, Father God, the overflow. It's the same promise that pertains to us. If we are born again, we are heirs of the promise. So, Father God, what Isaac is our brother. He's our brother. And there's enough wealth to go around. So we want to say thank you for the word of God on today. We want to say thank you for Minister Sells, Father God, her business, E&R Cleaning Services, Father God. Father God, cleaning is necessary, especially commercial. Nobody is going to do business. If they walk into an enterprise and the place is dirty, the bathroom's dirty, trash hasn't been collected, the window's dirty, people going to walk out. Some people are not even going to come in, Father God. It is so important that these enterprises be prisky clean, Father God, pristine clean. And we say thank you for her willingness, Father God, to rise up this legacy. And we just want to ask that you would give her clients, that would give her a chance, give her opportunity, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you that she'll have more than enough. She'll have a nice, healthy payroll and employees on staff. Everybody working, Father, around the clock, as often as they desire to work. We're asking for absolute uncommon favor to be bestowed of your daughter. Father, you promised to be our sun and shield and to give us grace and glory, and no good thing do you withhold from those who walk upright. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, may you and you alone be glorified. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, and premature death. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling, Father. And we say thank you for your angelic assistance. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for your promises to us. Thank you for your covering. Thank you for the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus that fights for us. We say thank you, Father. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this service, Father God, by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. And we decree and we declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In his name we pray. Everybody have a marvelous, fantastic, glorious day. Give God some praise today that you are the seed of Abraham. Every blessing in the universe belongs to you. Amen. But you got to wait on God. Believe it, receive it, and then wait on the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Give me 1 second here. Hallelujah. I was trying to play a song. Amen. I don't want to play. Hallelujah. Don't want to play. All right. Let me see if this one to play. The devil's a liar today. We know something's about to happen. Hallelujah. All right. Well, the music is not playing today. We'll sing our own song. Amen. All is well. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out.
And if I do 3, it's going to be 46. If I do 3. And if I do 4, it'll be 54. I don't do that much.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show. Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your PIN. When finished, press the pound key.
To start your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. Thank you. Radio. Please enter your host PIN. When finished, press the pound key.
To start your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.
Your show will begin automatically at your scheduled showtime. You will hear the BTR jingle, Blog Talk Radio, when you are on air.
To start your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Praise the Lord and welcome to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries Power Line. We will be meeting for corporate prayers 2 times today at 12 o'clock noon and then back at 9 p.m. Okay, have your praise reports, have your prayer requests ready, and please be mindful of the background noise. All right, Jesus Christ is Lord. Blessings.